Previously on Heroes.
You're special, and I couldn't kill you even if I wanted to.
That formula could destroy the whole world.
I was just heading out to get the other half of this.
Ando, ikuzo! Zenwa isogeda!
It's not right that you're here. It tells me the future is not as I've painted it. You must spirit walk for many miles.
I was the one who shot you.
What do I do next?
You're gonna make the right choices.
I'd be honored to serve as junior senator from New York.
That's not me. You can't run the story.
She freezes the journalist solid.
I've called someone to help out while I'm gone.
Mom?
They're villains, Claire.
I'm one of the only people on the planet that knows enough to stop them.
Where is he? Where did they go?
Escaped.
I put him in the body of that guy in that cell right there.
You need to look out for someone who looks just like me.
Silas lying on a slab in a level 5 cell. He has a tube coming out of his nose and is strapped down. Angela comes in.
My sons have been such a disappointment. But you, I can give you what all boys crave from their mothers. Inspiration and guidance, comfort.
You are not my mother.
But I am, dear. I should never have given you up for adoption. But now I'm going to take good care of you. Just like a good mother.
My mother.
Because you're right. You are very special. And you need to be strong for what's to come. Bridget, would you join us, please?
A young woman walks in.
Want to see me?
This is Bridget, and she has a very special ability. Any object she touches, she can see its history. Everywhere it's been, everyone who's ever touched it.
What's she gonna do to me?
Angela rips the tube from his nose and leans in towards him.
Feed you.
With a smile, she leaves the cell.
In the ongoing search for self, there are days when we learn something genuinely new.
Tracy Strauss, Washington, D.C. She instantly freezes a rose.
Something uncovered, hidden, that we never knew was there. Something that surprises us. And on that day of self-discovery, the question remains. What kind of person are we? Does the hero or the villain inside us win the day?
Is Tracy here yet?
No, sir, still no answer.
Nathan Petrelli, Washington, D.C. Future Peter appears.
Where's my brother?
I don't know. I'm looking for him, too. You called me.
Peter left me a message last night. But it wasn't his voice.
Nathan, it's Peter. I'm trapped in the body of this guy. And I just broke out of level 5 with these criminals. I'm trying to get back, but I'm really afraid they're gonna hurt somebody.
Trapped in Jesse's body, Peter's in a car with the others. They've come to a halt, and one by one they get out of the vehicle. Peter checks his reflection and sees Jesse. Poughkeepsie, New York.
Maybe we should come back at night, it'll be empty.
That's not exactly the plan now, is it? You're terrified, Jesse. I can feel it. What's up?
Nothing, I'm good.
They walk into a bank full of customers and stand in a line. The German raises his hand and the metal window shades close.
Light it up.
Flint sends shafts of blue flame across the room. Primatech facility, level 5, Hartsdale, New York. Mr. Bennett stands behind Angela.
I expected you back earlier, Noah. All of these prisoners escaped, most of whom you put away. You can take the man out of the company.
Let me be clear. I am not here to re-enlist. I'm here to make sure these psychopaths get put back in their cages where they belong. And then I return to my family.
And our Claire.
I'm going to need my old partner.
Well, unfortunately, the Haitian is unavailable. He's on a pickup assignment for me.
A body is wheeled out under a sheet.
You can't do this alone. You know how it works. One of us, one of them.
Don't worry. I have the perfect one of them in mind. Meet your new partner.
They come to stand next to a cell. Mr. Bennett looks on with shock as the inmate at a bloody sink turns to face him through the glass. It's Sila. Heroes, created by Tim Kring. Episode 3, One of Them, One of Us. At the bank, one of the gang is collecting up the hostages' mobiles. Peter steps over some of the scared customers.
Just keep your heads down, all of you.
Knox joins the German, who's holding his palms over the dial of a safe. As he twists his hands round, the dial moves. As Flint fills a bag with money from a drawer, a cashier tries to reach for an alarm. He catches her.
No alarms.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you are. But maybe you can work it off. I hear that Stockholm Syndrome is like Spanish fly. Leave her alone. What are you going to do, Jesse?
You going to stop me?
Yeah, I am.
Is this open?
Let's go collect our winnings.
Bennett House. Sandra places breakfast in front of Meredith.
Thank you.
Meredith lights a cigarette with fire from her fingers.
Mom?
Oh, we don't smoke in the house. Sorry.
So, you're Claire's real mom?
Biological mom. Your dad asked me to stick around and help protect you guys while he's away.
With fire?
Yeah. Claire, you got everything ready to get back to school today?
I'm not going.
Excuse me?
Well, it is very clear that my life will never be normal, so I've decided to stop trying.
You decided? Your father and
Dad's Dad's not here. He doesn't get a vote.
He's out there protecting all of us.
Yeah, he's out there stopping villains, helping people, doing the same thing that I should be doing with my life.
You're a 17-year-old girl.
Who can't get hurt, can't die, can't even feel pain. You just don't understand.
I think that what Claire's trying to say here is that when you're like us... Meredith, I'm thrilled that you're here to protect us, but I know how to talk to my daughter. Thank you. Claire, get ready for school. Now.
Mr. Bennett's in Bob's office with Angela and Sila.
You expect me to work with this animal after what he did to my daughter, your granddaughter? He nearly killed her.
She can't die. You really don't understand her, do you?
Noah, we just let a dozen criminals out into a world that is grossly unprepared to deal with them.
So your solution is to send a psychopath after the psychopaths?
He is the perfect partner, and he can't be killed anyway, you know that.
He's a murderer.
Then you and Gabriel have more in common than you care to admit. He's been misunderstood. He just needs structure. And you're the perfect person to give it to him.
And if I refuse?
I can't make you do anything you don't want to, but I am going to put Gabriel in play. It's your call whether or not it's under your supervision.
Ando and Hiro teleport into a theater. Hiro says, my tracking device says the speedster is here. Ando replies, where? I don't see her. She appears. Berlin, Germany.
Nemesis.
Stop calling me that. My name is Daphne. And why are you two following me?
You know why.
I want my father's formula back.
That? Too late. It's been delivered and paid for. I'm on to the next half.
There's another half?
There's supposed to be some sort of exchange going down at this theater, and I'm waiting to intercept.
You're telling us your plan? What kind of overconfident nemesis are you?
You're 0 for 2 against me, Pikachu. That's just regular confidence.
Pikachu! We will find the other half of the formula before you, and we will save the world.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
She tries to run.
Slow.
She runs back to them.
What did you do?
Ando asks Hiro what he's done, but Hiro's powers don't work either.
Whatever. I don't need powers to beat you two. Losers.
As Ando asks what's going on, the Haitian walks in carrying a silver briefcase. Hiro pulls Ando out of view and says, "That man there, I met him in the future. He stopped my powers from working then. This can't be a coincidence." Ando says, "His briefcase. Maybe that's to hold the other half of the formula." And Hiro replies, "Advantage us."
Well, that went well, don't you think? Welcome to the Bennett household. Well, what is with this new superhero kick, anyway? There are bad people out there. I just feel like I should help.
Sure, you want to help people, huh?
I keep trying to be normal. Fit in, but I just end up the victim.
Your mom told me about your attack. You feel like talking about it?
I just want to move past it, and I want to do something. Fight them.
How are you going to do that, huh? How are you going to learn how to fight?
Well, I was hoping you could teach me.
Hop in. We're going to play hooky today.
Nathan arrives at Tracy's.
It's open.
Had my swearing in this morning. Kind of missed it. Everything okay?
You called me Nikki Sanders yesterday. Then, a reporter shows me this. Last year at the Corinthian Hotel in Las Vegas. Just tell me who the hell she is.
Still kind of think that's you. I'm just waiting for this all to make sense.
It's not me. Look, I'm trying to find her, talk to her. All I can get is an address in New Orleans. Tell me what you know about her.
You're really not Nikki Sanders.
I need to go to New Orleans.
Knox is staring out of the window at the bank.
This is all of it. Let's move.
Police cars pull up.
How'd they know we were here?
Probably because I called them.
You what?
It wasn't just about the money. In fact, it was mostly about revenge.
It's only about the money for me. So I'm going to take mine and leave before the company shows up.
My company's supposed to show up. While I got all these scared people powering me up.
Hey, we got what we need. Let's just get out of here.
You scared too, aren't you?
Knox punches the German.
What the hell are you doing?
His fist has gone right through the man.
He's gonna ruin your plan.
Yeah, what is the plan exactly?
You stay put, you raise hell,
you wait for the man the company sends when super people do bad things.
And after he gets here,
then I'll beat his horn rimmed glasses right into his skull.
Right, Jesse?
Matt and his guide are walking through the desert.
Hey, man. This spirit walk, how long does it last?
It's your spirit walk, Pac-Man, not mine.
How the hell was I teleported to Africa? For that matter, How do you know my name?
From your badge.
From my badge? What do you mean, my police badge?
When I was a boy, I went on the spirit walk to find truth, to hunt. But my spirit animal turned me to gather berries, many colors. They were my paint. And you are my subject, Pac-Man.
So you learned everything about me from this painting?
This I paint when I was a boy. I'm not a boy anymore.
The guide carries on, leaving Matt to take in the pictures decorating the rock faces around him. They bear a striking resemblance to Isaac's paintings and depict snippets of Matt's story.
It fits. Good.
Are you really my mother?
You've always understood on some level that you weren't the son of a watch repairman and a woman who collects Hummel figurines.
He's right. I'm a killer, that's all I am.
No, it's not your fault. It's your ability. There's a hunger that you cannot control. It's made you that way. But we're gonna fix that.
I think I've just found a few of them. They made the news.
Police were called to what was described as an incredible scene when four gunmen came in to rob the First Federal Bank in Poughkeepsie, New York this morning. One of the robbers was equipped with
Peter.
What appeared to be a flamethrower.
He's in the body of one of those escapees.
Which one?
Jesse.
Does he have Jesse's ability?
If he does, he doesn't know what it is.
Mr. Bennett steps closer to Angela.
Is he ready?
Silas wearing a suit and tie. At the cinema theater, a black and white film is showing. The Haitian takes a seat. Hero says to Ando, the speedster said there will be an exchange, so we will sit and wait for it. They slip into seats a few rows back from the Haitian, and Ando asks if he can have popcorn. The speedster appears behind them.
Arigato.
It's all the Japanese, I know. What are you guys looking at anyway?
Go away. We were here first.
You can't call them dibs.
Can too. Dibs.
Why are you doing this? Do you want the world to end?
I don't know what you're talking about. I work for a guy. I find stuff. He pays me. Simple as that.
You're doing this for money?
Shh.
Is your friend always so self-righteous?
Hiro takes his job very seriously.
And what are you, like his sidekick?
Partner?
Like Robin to his Batman.
Hiro says, don't listen to her, Ando. She's trying to divide us. It's villainy 101.
I understand what you're doing. Hiro's my best friend. We will never leave each other's side. Hiro?
Hiro's moved away. Ando joins him and says, what are you doing? I was making a point over there. Hiro says, target's on the move, come on. And they follow the Haitian through a side door. Matt finds more pictures of his life. The guide is mixing paint nearby.
This is my life. It happened exactly like this.
Future can only be the future for so long. Then comes the present.
Except for this one. I don't remember this. This must be my future.
It was, but not anymore. The future has changed.
Yeah, changed to what?
The guide brushes white paint over the picture, then dons some headphones. He starts to paint a new image.
Hey. Come on. You can't just tell a guy that his future has changed and not...
Hey, man, come on. Are you even listening to...
Matt turns him round, but the guide's eyes are white, just like Isaac's when he was painting. Flint drags the German's body away.
So what if he doesn't show?
He always does. He's like Santa Claus. And then we're gonna get our payback.
I don't think I want it anymore.
I sat in a cell next to you month after month. This is all you talked about. One-stop shopping, revenge and retirement. About being free? I never told you, but it gave me hope. It probably saved my life.
Yeah, but we're free now. Why do you want to tempt fate?
What are you so afraid of?
I just don't want to go back. Don't like feeling trapped, powerless. I just want to get back to my own life.
Yeah, I bet you can't wait to get to your family and friends in Detroit.
Yeah, exactly.
Except Jesse's family's from Vegas. And he ain't got no friends.
Knox throws Peter across the room.
So who the hell are you?
You realize she's playing this, don't you? This is all one big game to her. Maybe. But aren't you curious to see how it all plays out?
Syla and Mr. Bennett get out of the car and walk purposefully through a police barrier. Bennett has a badge of some kind.
So how do we do this?
We do nothing. I take care of the escapees and Petrelli.
That sounds like a one-sided partnership.
We're not partners. You just stay close and keep your mouth shut.
Syla thinks for a moment.
Who the hell's in charge around here?
What are you doing?
I'm Lieutenant Corey. Who are you?
Special Agent Andrew Hansen, FBI. Lieutenant, you mind telling me why these barricades aren't 30 feet further back? You want the media up our ass?
Sir!
Are you just trying to get one of these looky-loo civilians killed?
You heard the man. Back these horses up. All hands.
And we're gonna need some coffee. Decaf.
Mr. Bennett's gobsmacked.
You drink decaf, right, Noah?
I told you, somebody put me in his body against my will. I swear.
Then why'd you come along with us? You had plenty of chance to bail.
Flint punches Peter in the stomach.
You said you were gonna hurt people. I couldn't let that happen.
Now I know you're full of it. Nobody's that heroic.
Behind the cinema screen, a woman meets with the Haitian.
The formula hasn't been moved in years. Why now?
Given recent events, Mrs. Petrelli deemed it wise to keep her half closer to home.
Ando and Hiro climb some stairs to the backstage area. They watch the Haitian and the woman exchange documents, then they hide behind a piano. Hiro spots a rail of costumes, then says, I have a plan.
Younger.
Mr. Bennett's pulling on a bulletproof vest.
We're going in?
I am. You're waiting out here.
Well, what's that going to protect you from?
Nothing. It's for show.
And you're going in without your gun, too?
Knox wants me unarmed. He says he'll release the hostages.
You do realize I'm not going to let you out alive.
Well, that's very touching. A monster cares about my well-being.
But you're still concerned with proving that you're better than me, that you're willing to get yourself killed.
I am better than you.
I can help. Let me do something.
All right. Debrief the hostages. Use that silver tongue of yours to defuse their stories, but under no circumstances are you to go anywhere near that buffet in there. Got me?
Yeah.
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Hello?
Tracy arrives at a house where a coffin is laid out and chairs are placed before it. On a table are framed pictures of Nikki. In some of them, she's with Micah or DL. Picking one of the pictures up, she seems confused. Then she opens the coffin lid to see Nikki's body. She closes it again and turns to see Micah. He shakes his head.
You're not my mother.
No, I'm not.
A picture of a young Nikki.
Your mom and I look so much alike. But I don't know anything about her. God, I imagine this is so strange for you.
Yeah, kinda.
I should go. I'm sorry.
You look just like her. Are you special too? Like my mom?
I'm not sure what you mean.
She had a power. She was super strong, like the Hulk. It's okay if you don't want to talk about it. It was hard for my mom to handle it first, too. It gets easier, though.
Are you special too, Micah?
I can talk to machines.
You can talk to machines?
Yeah. Maybe I can help you get some of your answers. What's your last name?
Strauss, two S's.
I can cross-reference every bit of information on both you and my mom. Just one match. You were both born in the same hospital in California. Same day, same doctor too.
Dr. Zimmerman.
Now you know one thing about her.
Micah holds her tightly.
Goodbye.
Tracy puts her arm around him. At the cinema, the Haitian studies the formula as the woman leaves, then he makes a call.
I've got it.
Hero comes out from behind the piano.
I've been looking everywhere. I believe this is my briefcase.
No, you are mistaken. This is mine.
Wait, we call someone. Asha! Movie Asha! Oh, hold on! Please!
Oh! Ando suddenly bashes the Haitian across the back of the head with something, sending him tumbling down the stairs. Hero says, what are you doing? You're supposed to be the Asha. That was the plan. Ando replies, that was your plan. I'm sick of being your costume sidekick. Hero says, I knew my nemesis would get to you. And Ando retorts, maybe she's right. Maybe this Robin should fly. As they argue, the speedster appears, having grabbed the briefcase and swapped it for a bag of popcorn. Ando tells Hero to freeze time, but his powers aren't working. The Haitian.
Popcorn?
In the bank, the hostages file out hastily while Mr. Bennett holds up his hands. He glances at a gun on the floor as Knox pushes him into a chair.
You took away my life.
You're a criminal, Knox.
Criminals get trials and lawyers. Me, I got stuck in Super Guantanamo.
You got a bum rap. Is that it?
I think you get off being judge, jury, and executioner. Now it's my turn.
Knox, you don't have to do this. You can walk away. You're free now.
Shut up! I'm done listening to you!
No! No one dies today!
When Peter shouts, shockwaves from the noise force furniture across the room. With a snarl, Peter gets to his feet and shouts at Knox.
Listen to me!
As time stands still and computers and furniture hover in the air, future Peter walks in and surveys the damage. Passing Mr. Bennett and Knox, frozen in midair, he walks up to Jesse, places a hand on his chest, and sends Peter flying out of him.
You! What the hell did you do?
I came to find you, get you out of here.
We need to stop this. He's in trouble.
The world is in trouble. Don't you get it? You need to listen to me.
You shot my brother. Trap me. Why should I believe a thing you say?
You're right. I need to show you.
Ah! The two Peters disappear, and time begins again. Jesse walks over to Mr. Bennett.
Thanks, Peter. You okay?
Peter's not here anymore.
Meredith leads Claire across a yard.
Where are we going?
A freight container.
You want to learn how to fight? Lock the door. Are you sure you want to do this? Yeah.
Smiling, Claire ties back her hair.
All right, we'll start at the beginning. Survival.
Meredith places her fiery hand against the metal wall, and it begins to glow.
I've already mastered survival. I need to learn how to fight. There's some things you can't fight, Claire.
Looks like the man with the plan just ran out of options.
Turn yourself in. Nobody has to get hurt.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Just a guy with a partner standing right behind you.
Siler uses one hand to stop Knox and the other to silence Jesse. Flint gets to his feet and is creating blue flames in his hand when Mr. Bennett grabs the gun and shoots. Flint is thrown backwards.
I told you to stay put!
You told me that to make sure I wouldn't, didn't you?
They share a knowing smile. In the container, Claire is glistening with perspiration. She laughs as Meredith approaches her.
What's this supposed to prove? I've walked through fire before and I haven't gotten burned. You've never been burned? I'm indestructible. And I can't feel pain. Will you ever suffocate? Because I would imagine the air is getting pretty thin in here. Are you doing this? Why do you want to stop bad guys? I told you to help people. That's what you keep saying, but I don't believe you. You know what waterboarding is, Claire? No! It's a method of torture. You're not drowning, but your body tells your mind that you are. You think you're gonna die. Trapped. Panic. Does that remind you of anything?
Stop it! Turn it off!
Is that how it was with Siler? Huh? You're indestructible, but you couldn't get away, right? And that must have made you feel trapped. Helpless.
Please! Stop, I can't!
Why do you want to stop bad guys?
Help people!
I don't believe you. You tell me why!
Turn him, okay? God, for what he did! I think he hurt me.
Claire is on all fours, gasping for breath. As Meredith extinguishes her flames, Claire gets up and leaves the container. In the bank, Mr. Bennett has cuffed Flint and is leading him out.
What do we do now?
Well, I get him patched up. We tell the locals that these are federal prisoners and we get him back to level 5.
Yeah, okay.
With Mr. Bennett gone, Siler walks over to Jesse with a hungry look in his eyes. Knox makes a break for it, and Siler shuts the doors with his powers.
Hey! What are you doing? He's getting away!
You were right, I am just a killer.
No. No, you don't have to do this. She's right.
Siler forces Jesse up against the glass door with his thoughts.
You don't have to do this.
You can fight it.
No. I don't think I can.
It's the hunger.
Siler lifts his finger, pointing it towards Jesse's forehead, and blood spatters against the glass. At the Bennetts, Meredith is at the kitchen sink when Claire appears.
I'm sorry I tricked you like that. Yeah, I just did it for your own good.
Claire smiles and leans against the counter.
Right. Yeah, it's only been a couple days since you went through all that. You got a really good family. You got a nice home.
I know. You're right.
You don't just wake up one day and know what life's all about. You know, you gotta build it brick by brick. And you gotta learn to save yourself before you can save the world. There ain't nothing wrong with just being a 17-year-old girl for a while. You got that?
Yeah. You got that.
Claire hugs Meredith, but her smile fades and she glances down at a Primatech box on the floor nearby. In the desert, the guide has finished the painting of Matt. In it, he's carrying a young woman.
Who is she? What happened to her?
It's your future, Buckman. Not mine.
Yeah.
I cannot understand these things.
No, this is it. This is it. I can feel it. This is the reason I'm here. My spirit walk. So, that means I can stop that from happening, right?
You really want to know?
Sandra walks through the house carrying a phone. Meredith's reading a magazine on the sofa.
School just called. Claire didn't show up today. You know anything about that?
I'm sorry. You know, I just thought the thing was
you don't
just...
get to do that. Think about Claire. That's me, not you. I'm the one who's been here. Changed her diapers, checked her spelling. Me, not you.
Sandra, I'm not trying to take...
Do you think this is a game? She just got attacked. Hurt.
Yeah, that's right. And she's looking to push back. And there's nothing you can do to stop that. In fact... smothering her, that's the best way to drive her away real quick.
Don't you ever assume to know anything about me and my daughter?
I just did what I thought was best to keep her here, safe.
I got it!
Claire runs down the stairs and opens the door.
Hey!
You ready?
1 second. I totally forgot about the cheerleader sleepover retreat, I'm sorry. Is it cool?
Sure.
Razordar, California. A doorbell below the name Zimmerman. An older man answers.
Baba.
No, my name is Tracy Strauss. Are you Dr. Zimmerman?
Oh. The one from Beverly Hills. Come in.
How do you know I'm from Beverly Hills? Do you know me?
Know you? I created you.
Matt is sitting in a large but humbly constructed hut of sticks. He's eating something from a bowl as the guide joins him.
Nah, I don't think it's working.
Here. Try these.
The guide places the headphones on Matt's ears and he slips into a trance, his eyes turning white.
And as the search for self continues, we look for answers everywhere. In nature, in God, in tiny tragedies that may never be understood. But still, we are driven to it, single-minded on one goal, to find our purpose on this earth. No matter what the ramification, the friendships that may be hurt, or the deals with the devil we need to make.
Sila locks Flint into a cell at level 5. Angela hands him his inmate uniform.
I guess you were wrong about me.
We'll see.
Sila takes the uniform and walks off. A door closes, revealing Mr. Bennett and the Haitian watching them.
Am I being replaced?
Only for a while. Just until I find his weakness. And then I'm gonna kill him.
To be continued.